A judge has approved a compensation package for victims of sexual abuse by clergy overseen by the Fairbanks Diocese. Anchorage attorney Ken Rosa represents many of the 300 victims, mostly from Western Alaska Native villages, who sued the diocese, forcing it into bankruptcy last year. Rosa says the compensation package agreed on resolves claims against the church.
The diocese is going to pay just under $10 million, $9.8 million of money that will all go to the victims. None of this money will pay the bishop's attorneys or pay for any of the administrative costs associated with the bankruptcy.
Rosa says a third party selected by victims will evaluate all abuse claims and make awards to individuals based on severity. Checks could be issued by late February. The compensation package does not include parish assets set aside by the diocese in a multi-million dollar trust, but Rosa says there will be additional cash compensation for victims from insurance.
This is only a part of what we hope to receive. The second part of the arrangement has to do with the bishop's agreement to admit liability in an amount, which I don't know exactly, it'll be between $80 and $100 million. We will agree that we will not try to collect this money directly from the bishop. Instead, we will try to collect the money from his insurance carriers.
Rosa says the process of getting money from insurance companies to victims will probably take a long time. He says victims would have preferred the bishop sue the companies, but the diocese admission of liability greatly improves the likelihood that insurers will pay. Bishop Special Assistant Robert Hannon says the compensation package represents some varying levels of contributions from the diocese, its parishes, and the Catholic schools it presides over without putting them out of business.
We think we've found a plan or a blend of contributions from various entities and an ability to sustain our missions going forward. That doesn't mean that we aren't suffering and won't, you know, be challenged to operate in rural Alaska, but still we believe that this offers a fair compensation to claimants and that we'll be able to continue to operate.
Hannon says the diocese hopes to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy in January and continue operations in a reduced capacity. He says monetary aspects aside, there's a whole list of things the bishop has agreed to do to help heal the damage of past decades of abuse by clergy.
He's going to return to villages now, and we've agreed to not only just tell people how sorry we are for this harm, we'll also communicate again, which we're already doing, how if they feel like they have been harmed, how they can report it, where they can go to find some sort of help. And we'll encourage people, we'll also let them know that in no way is the victim ever to blame for whatever happened.
Hannon says a pool of funds is being set aside as part of a compensation plan to benefit anyone who comes forward with abuse claims in the future.